You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it. This is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. I'm CJ Williams. We're at the Charlotte Business Owners Networking event here in Uptown Charlotte. We're at Hop In. I've been drinking. I'm kidding. This interview is brought to you by Podcast Titans, where they specialize in helping you turn conversations into content, real content that goes beyond social media. Visit PodcastTitans.com for more information. I am joined by Haven. Is that right?
That's right.
That's right. What a name.
Thank you.
It matches. Haven, what are you doing here?
I'm here. So I met Lou a while, probably over a year and a half ago or so, at one of his networking events. Really liked kind of his idea of getting people together to network and really build relationships, not just get business cards and, you know, kind of just take them and go. And then I was with another brokerage at that point. I just recently became part of a team. It's called Continental Realty Group. We're based in Rock Hill. We do North End, South Carolina. So I'm the broker in charge there and just started there a few months ago, and they're a new company. So we're kind of just trying to grow it organically. Just getting out and meeting folks, letting them know that we're here. Mm-hmm. We do both investment realty and traditional brokerage. So if you're wanting to invest, if you're wanting like to renovate a property and list it to sell it, if you're wanting to buy a rental property to hold onto for a number of years, or if you're just wanting to buy your own personal home, we can help you with any of that. We can help you with the construction side as well. We do have a construction company that's kind of our sister company. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of pride ourselves in being like the one-stop shop for everything real estate.
Okay. How long have you been in the game?
So on the investment side, I'd been in the game for quite a while, and then I got licensed coming up on 10 years ago.
Okay. How is real estate right now? Are you guys like what's it like?
It's stressful, but there's like highs, so you stick around for the highs, uh-huh. You know, and you thug it out through the lows.
Try to wait it out, right?
You're waiting
it out. I like that term. <Just waiting.
laughs> And then, you know, the highs are when you feel like you've gotten into a rhythm, you know, and things are not necessarily easy, but more, you just find your rhythm in doing it. When you're doing all these things and, you know, properties are falling through or transactions falling through, and then that kind of gets you out of your rhythm because you're having to kind of backpedal and figure out, okay, what are we going to do? Now we've got to start the process over. So there really wasn't consistency or any type of like structure to it. Yeah. I feel like once you start getting in your rhythm, and, you know, working a lot of with, you know, the last really 2 years has kind of been tough. The real estate market, I had more transactions that fell through and fell through really in the last hours. Wow. Than I ever have, you know, since I started. So it just was a difficult market. I think especially for a lot of investors, it was a tough market.
Why?
The cost of everything has gone up. It's tough to find houses at a price where there's any profit margin, you know, if you're buying them for what they need to get out of it. And then all of your costs have gone up with renovating it, your interest rates, all of that. It's gotten a lot more expensive for investors to flip houses and to do that.
Do you prefer working with investors or the traditional stuff?
Which one do you prefer? Both. I really like both. So investors, I would say the pro to working with investors is they're about the numbers. If the numbers work, there's no emotion behind the decision. So it's fairly easy, I say, to find a property. And if their numbers work, they're going with it. There's no emotion behind it. I like the side of helping a family find their first home. Like there's, that part is fun. Yeah. So I would say the pros of that is, you know, they're huge milestones for families or individuals, you know, that you like to be a part of. So that's kind of the pro of working with more your traditional real estate clients. Mm-hmm.
I've worked with a lot of realtors in, you know, over the years and creating content. Realtors are crazy about content. Like, it's almost to the point where if a realtor called me, I'm like, I'm good. I don't want anything
that's
to do with
that. That's so funny because I don't do content.
So what's
I have never done my own content. So, and that's part of what I'm trying to start doing. I'm terrible at it. I don't think of it. So like he's taking video because he's like, well, you have to think of this and you have to. So he's going to get video.
Which is smart.
Right. Which is smart. I would not think to do that because I don't think to film myself. So everybody's like, oh, you have to have an online presence and you have to, you know. I just haven't yet.
How have you gotten by in the game without it?
Just a lot of word of mouth.
Okay.
I worked with a lot of wholesalers. So a lot of wholesalers would put you in touch with other investors. So I would just kind of network, really.
So you said Rock Hill is where you guys are?
That's where our office is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have roots there?
I don't know.
Where are you from?
Originally New Jersey.
Okay.
South Jersey.
What brought you here to Charlotte? Or this area?
Well, so my family moved here my senior year in high school. So I've been here pretty much my whole adult life. Mm-hmm. But that's really it. Just stayed because it ended up becoming home. Mm-hmm. But no, not originally from here. Our office is in South Carolina, but we're licensed in North and South Carolina.
So broker in charge, are you still out there like showing in properties and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite part of the process?
My favorite part of the process is finding the perfect property for someone, whether that's an investor and what their goals are for it, or like a family that finally walks in a house and they're like, okay, this one feels like home. You know, this feels like this is the one we want. Sometimes that's a pretty quick process, and sometimes that's we might find another one we like better for months and months, you know? So it depends, but it is fun to see people get what they want, get the house they want.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier over the last couple of years, there are lots of deals falling apart. Is there a common reason, or is it just various things? Or do you find there to be a pattern?
Not really. I think it's various things. I think sometimes there's title issues that don't end up getting cleared up for whatever reason. I think sometimes it's lending that will fall through. You know, they don't have the requirements or whatever by the time they need it to close, and you know, it falls through that way. So
or they bought a car 2 weeks before
that
open a new credit card.
Yeah. And people just assume, you know, whenever you tell clients like, make sure you don't make anything, they're like, oh, we know. And I'm like, well, I would not want to not tell you. You know,
is there something, maybe like a misconception, maybe something from social media that people think about that you have to kind of like tamp down, like, hey, that's not how this works here
in regards to real estate?
Yeah.
Like what we do. Probably the biggest one is people are like, oh my gosh, it's so amazing, you get to make your own hours, and you get to, no, I'm sending contracts at midnight, I'm 7 days a week, you know, weekends we work. Mm-hmm. Monday through Friday we work. Realtors really don't have like office hours. So
yeah,
when people say like, oh, it's so great, you get to make your schedule, yes and no, because I still have to be available by phone all the time. So I don't really make my own schedule. So it just kind of cracks me up. And people are like, oh, I mean, that would be so nice just to go, like, just get to go show houses whenever you want. That's not how it works.
So you prefer to help people on the buying side or selling side?
I prefer, I don't know, that's hard. So listing a house is easier. It's less time consuming for the broker, the realtor. I like the experience of looking at houses though, and finding what somebody wants, or having their checklist and the things they wanted, and seeing which houses, you know, kind of hit that for them. So I do like working with buyers. Right now I'm actually working with more buyers than I've worked with just at one time. It just happened that way. And they were like friends of friends. And I was like, that's so funny. I haven't worked with like this many buyers at one time. Usually I'm always on the listing side. So it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun process.
So we're coming up on the end of April. Are you meeting your goals this year?
Getting there, yeah. Getting there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I hope you beat that. So once you look in that camera, tell people how they can find you, how they can work with you, and what's going to happen, how their life is going to change when they do work with you.
Yeah, come. I'd love to sit and have coffee with you, chat about all things real estate, buying, selling, or investing. You can reach me at 704-213-5155 or haven@continentalrealtygroup.net.
Haven, it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah.